dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with breaking news. Rolly Massimino died today at his home in Florida. Massimino won 816 games as a Division I college basketball coach. That's tied for ninth all-time with Roy Williams. His 1985 Villanova Wildcats won the national title as an 8 seed, still the lowest seed to win the tournament. Massimino was 82. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the Steelers are hoping to sign corner Joe Haden to a three-year, $27 million contract. He was cut by the Browns earlier today. The Texans and Cowboys cancel tomorrow's preseason game. Texans players will now get back to Houston to be with their families. The Packers may sign linebacker Ahmad Brooks before the end of the day. Brooks was cut by the 49ers last week. From baseball, Nationals manager Dusty Baker says outfielder Bryce Harper is a long way from running and is a little discouraged as he rehabs from a bone bruise in his left knee. Baseball finals today. The Brewers beat the Cardinals 6-5. Braves beat the Phillies 9-1, first of two. Indians beat the Yankees 2-1, first of two.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You feel yourself getting lighter with each Progressive discount. Paperless, safe driver, multi-car. Yes, lighter, like a new line of sneakers. Or a slugger on a crash diet the week before spring training. Stay away from the cheesecake.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Look at your hands. What have they been doing lately? Being softly conditioned by life indoors? Or are they the restless instruments of change? At Valvoline, we believe in hands-on innovation. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction and wear. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and an oil filter starting at $32.99. See store for restrictions and details.
How good is Quaker State Motor Oil? It's been called a leader in wear protection and the hardest working motor oil. Some say it works so hard it should carry a briefcase. Others call it so hard working that it could be your engine's employee of the month. The kind of hard work that puts in overtime hours and always responds to emails right away. But we just call it damn good oil. Visit Walmart Auto Care Center and save on your next Quaker State oil change.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
435 on KGYM Radio, the South Gym 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the North Gym 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and the historic Main Gym 1600 AM. Alex Kuhn alongside Kyle Mann, and judging by the fact that our next guest is joining us, that means that football season is here. The play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, Gary Rima, joins us on KGYM. Gary, how are things going for you?
Alex, I'm doing great. It's game week. It's time for a new UNI Panther football season, trying to get back on the winning side of a season and find a postseason playoff football after missing out last year and going 5-6. And I think everybody in Panther Nation is ready to see this new season kick off this Saturday night in Ames.
You mentioned last season, lots of heartbreaking losses. Five of the six losses came by 6 points or less. What are the things you're most looking forward to seeing in week one against Iowa State with this UNI football team?
Well, first of all, with seven new coaches on the coaching staff, I'm just anxious to see some of the new things that I think they're going to unveil, just the different approach with that many different coaches and ideas, anxious to see what new options we may have both offensively and defensively. I'm, of course, anxious to see what the offense is going to do with Levi Dunn as the quarterback. I mean, he's been the guy since spring ball and now into fall camp. He's the number one guy. There's no quarterback controversy. It's not like, is it going to be Bailey or is it going to be Dunn? It's been Eli Dunn's team all through camp. I'm just anxious to see how this offense comes out and performs and plays. I think defensively we got a chance to be really good this year. A lot of quality guys back on that side of the football. Some question marks on the back end of that defense. But I just think overall just anxious to see what a bit of a new-look Panther football team is going to look like here in the season opener.
I know it's all speculation at this point, but what kind of effect do you think that this seven coaching changes on Mark Farley's staff could have on this team?
Well, first of all, the one thing that I've seen at practices and at the scrimmages, and this is nothing against the seven coaches that left. It just seemed like in previous years, when a lot of the same coaches were back, it was a real business-like approach. Everybody knew what they were going to do. Everybody worked their segment, did a nice job, did a good job. But it just seems like with these new coaches that have come in, there's been almost like a new energy around practice. These guys have brought a lot of energy, some excitement, some new coaching ideas. So, you got co-offensive coordinators that are brand new, new quarterbacks coach, new offensive line coach. You got new coaches on the defensive side of the football. It'll be fun to see how these guys handle their position in their first game on the UNI staff, playing in a sold-out Jack Trice Stadium against a Big 12 team. But I think fans are going to like what they see. There may be a little glitch here or there, or maybe a bump in the road with the communication and everybody understanding what they need to be doing in the first couple of games. But I'm just anxious to see how it all comes together on Saturday night.
You mentioned Eli Dunn at quarterback. What are you expecting to see from him this year? We saw some flashes of potential last year, but didn't always put it together consistently.
Yeah, and I think the one thing, Kyle, that guys, that at least Panther Nation has to remember, is Eli Dunn's only started four games in his collegiate career. He played in five games last year, only had four starts. Now, his first start was against Missouri State, and he came out gangbusters and passed for 418 yards, and everybody is like, wow, where's this kid been? He's going to be tremendous. And I think Eli Dunn's going to have a great junior season. We got him for two more years. But you do have to remember, it's not like he's been a 1 or 2 year starter and has got a ton of college games under his belt. It'll be his first time playing and starting, before 60,000 fans against the Big 12 team. But I'm anxious to see what he can do. He's looked great at practice. He can really sling the football. I mean, he's got a great arm, a strong arm. He's accurate. But he's also more mobile than I think maybe even I remembered from a year ago. He's a big kid at 6'5", almost 235, 230, 240. But, guys, he moves really well. I think he reads defense as well. He's got some great targets to throw to. So, we got high expectations for Eli in his junior season, but you got to be a little careful and remember that, he's only playing in his sixth collegiate game and getting his fifth start.
Especially for a guy who doesn't have a ton of experience, some of his success is going to hinder on how well the O-line plays. And we saw the offensive line struggle at times last year. Do you think that they're going to take a step forward this year?
Definitely going to be better. I mean, for no other reason than a lot of these guys are a year older. But I tell you what, I think Coach Simmons, Mike Simmons, the new offensive line coach and co-offensive coordinator, he's really done some great things with this offensive line, working with them and inspiring them and working with them on technique. Pretty much everybody in that offensive line was either a starter a year ago or played in a number of games. And you got Cal Twait back at the left tackle, Bryce Sweeney at right tackle. That is two big bookend tackles to protect Eli Dunn. I mean, Cal Twait goes 6'5", 6'6", about 305. Bryce Sweeney missed all of last year with that back injury, but he looks great. He's 6'5", and about 305. So I think we're really strong at the tackle spots. Both guards played last year in Jackson Scott Brown and Jacob Appleman. Lee Carhart kind of in and out of the lineup some a year ago, but he'll start at center. He's a senior. I think the offensive line is going to be much improved. And if they do give Eli Dunn the time that we've seen him give so far in practice and some of the preseason scrimmages, I think Eli and the passing game is going to do really well.
What is the identity of this offense going to look like, in your opinion, in 2017?
We're going to find out together Saturday night. I mean, even in the scrimmages and practices, you know, one practice, it's a lot of running the football. The one thing that, Alex, they're trying to figure out is, do we have a premier running back? We don't have a David Johnson in the backfield, you know, where you know that guy's going to be in there for the majority of the plays at the running back spot. It may be running back by committee, but I do think they've got to settle on a guy or two that's kind of the key guy. Javion Browning, the senior running back, is back. He had 39 carries last year, averaged just over 3 yards per carry. Not sure if he's going to get the start Saturday night or not. Trevor Allen's been getting a lot of looks at the running back spot. He played more of a slot receiver last year, but he was a great running back in high school. He only had one carry last year as a running back. So, you know, is he going to be the guy? They really like Marcus Weimiller, the running back out of Waukon, who ran the Wildcat in one of our games last year when we beat Indiana State at Indiana State when Eli Dunn was hurt. He's been getting a lot of good looks at running back, and he's looked good at times. And they've also been using Christian Jagan some at the running back spot, a kid that listed as a wide receiver, did some running back in high school. He's looked good, but he's never carried the football in a game for you and I as a running back. So that's a big question mark with the offense. You know, who are you going to have run the football? Who's going to help when you need to get a couple of yards on the ground to keep the defense honest? But I do think this is going to be a team that's going to love to throw the football. I think we're really strong and deep at wide receiver. Darius Fountain, the senior wide receiver, I look for him to have a huge year. He's the returning receiver with the most receptions from last year with 33. Jalen James has looked good, the sophomore wide receiver out of Des Moines. And Jalen Reima's got a chance to have a huge year as a starting wide receiver in that wideout spot also. So there's some other depth there too. The tight ends look good, but I think we're going to find out. There's a little bit of interest here. I think Coach Simmons, the co-offensive coordinator and O-line coach, guys, I think he loves to run the football, just take control of the line of scrimmage. And it's not, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, but, I mean, I think he likes to methodically, you know, wear a team down with the running game. And Coach Bond, the quarterback coach and the co-offensive coordinator, I think he loves the passing game. So we'll see how it all plays out come Saturday night. And I think, in a way, it's going to be a work in progress through these three non-conference games on how the offense is going to look.
Now, Gary, you mentioned his name, and you might have heard of him. There's this wide receiver for you and I. He's a sophomore from Cedar Rapids Prairie, who I saw in high school. And I still am baffled by the fact that Iowa State and Iowa just kind of really looked over him, had an outstanding freshman season, got on the field a little bit, was the third leading receiver as far as yardage goes, was a kick returner a little bit in the jet sweep game. What kind of step forward is Mark Farley and the staff looking to see from Jalen Reima in his sophomore season?
Well, first of all, personally, as his grandpa, I'm glad that Iowa and Iowa State overlooked him and didn't offer him a scholarship, because now I get a chance to see every one of his college games and broadcast them too. But I do think he's going to be a big weapon, a big part of the offense, just in watching some of the practices and the scrimmage. They are finding different ways to get the football in Jalen's hands, whether it is on a handoff, in the passing game, the bubble screen, the wide receiver screen. You know, they're going to have him handle punt returns, kickoff returns. He's a guy that, with his speed and ability, I do think they're going to try and feature him some. But one of the best things for Jalen Reima is that Darius Fountain should have a big year too, and teams aren't going to just be able to say, well, we got to be concerned about Reima and double team him, and well, that's going to open up Darius Fountain, and if they try and double on Darius, it's going to give Jalen some room to operate. And again, Jalen James looks really good at the wide receiver spot. There's a couple of other guys, Aaron Graham, that's looked good in catching passes. So I think they're really deep at wide receiver, and it's been fun to watch Eli Dunn just kind of pick apart defenses in some of the workouts, whether it's finding Darius or Jalen or who it is. So just looking for him to have a really good sophomore year, and you know, wanting to stay healthy and see what he can do in an 11-game season. Pretty tough schedule that we're going to play, but I do think they're looking for him to have a big hand on the offensive side of the football in the receiving game, and at times handing it off to him too.
I want to swing around to the other side of the ball for a second. With preseason All-American Jared Farley, coach's son, right there in the middle, you've got talented linebackers. What are you expecting to see out of that defense?
Kyle, I think the defense is going to be really good. You know, we lost Carter Schultz, who looks like he may make it with the Cleveland Browns as an unsigned free agent. He's been doing a really good job with them, and he was one of those guys in the defensive line that just wreaked havoc on the opposing offense, just had a tremendous year, you know, led the nation in sacks, and, you know, a Buck Buchanan Award winner and Defensive Player of the Year in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. And you think, well, man, you know, that's a huge loss. And it is a big loss, but I got to tell you, Adam Reff, having him back after he missed all of last season, the big senior defensive end out of Manchester, West Delaware, Adam Reff looks awesome. I think he can have a Carter Schultz-type year, and he's so excited to be back in pads and playing again after having to sit out all of last year. So I think with him and Bryce Douglas in the offensive line, Seth Thomas and Preston Wood, guys, that front four looks really strong. And as you mentioned, Kyle, you got the senior in Jared Farley, the preseason All-American at that middle linebacker spot. We're deep at linebacker. We're strong at linebacker. Question marks come on the back end of this defense with the defensive backs, but Elijah Campbell and Malcolm Washington are two returning starters that'll be back in the defensive backfield. And then Keelon Brookins is a transfer from University of Wisconsin. He's a senior, and I think he's going to get a start at one of the safety spots, and he looks good. So if there were any question marks on the defensive side, I think they've been answered. I think we're going to be really good defensively, and we got a really great test, guys, right out of the gate with Iowa State's offense, because I think their offense is as good as it's been in a long, long time. So we'll find out Saturday night, you know, if this defense has some weaknesses or if it's as good as we think it is.
You lead me right to my next question. What are you going to keep an eye out early on in this game from an Iowa State standpoint?
Well, we got to find a way to try and control their running game. I think with their two running backs, and it's interesting to me that Mike Warren is the backup running back, because we've seen him, you know, the last few years, and I thought he was outstanding, but David Montgomery's won that running back spot, and he looks really good too. They've got the big, tall wide receivers, you know, Alan Lazard at 6'5", and Hakeem Butler's listed at 6'6", but I was talking with Randy Peterson, the sports writer for the Des Moines Register, who covers Iowa State football year in and year out. He said he thinks Butler is closer to 6'8" than 6'6", so I think how are we going to handle their running game, and also how are we going to handle their big, strong, excellent wide receivers led by Alan Lazard and Hakeem Butler. Can our smaller defensive backs cover them and do a good job? Randy Peterson told me the other day, guys, that he thinks this is the best offense that Iowa State has ever had since he's been covering Iowa State football. And, you know, that's saying a lot. I mean, they had a guy by the name of Troy Davis that was pretty good. They had Sage Rosenfels and Seneca Wallace, a couple of NFL quarterbacks. They've had, at times, pretty good offensive units. So to say that he feels this is the best one that they've ever had, that's a little scary for Panther fans and Panther defense. So I just think it's going to be key to see how well we can hold up against what some of the experts are saying is one of the best offenses that Iowa State's been able to put on the field in a long, long time.
UNI play-by-play voice Gary Rima joining us on KGYM Radio. Gary, one more before we let you go. I think we both described it last year, the Missouri Valley Football Conference, as a cluster. Every team was beating up on each other during the during the conference season. How do you handicap this year in the Missouri Valley?
Well, I do think that North Dakota State and South Dakota State are the two toughest teams in the league going into the start of the season. Now, North Dakota State lost an All-American defensive end in Greg Menard to a season-ending knee injury in their fall camp. That hurts them. But I just think those two are the top of the league, and everybody else, you know, kind of feels like, you know, you're trying to get to third, fourth, fifth place finish. I do think this Panther team has a shot at battling for the top, but we've got to play at North Dakota State and at South Dakota State. Really tough schedule this year for us as far as league play goes. I do think Youngstown State will be in the mix again. They got hit hard on defense with graduation, and they made it all the way to the championship game a year ago. So Bo Pelini's going to have them in the mix. And then, you know, Western Illinois, Southern Illinois, South Dakota, those are always teams that if you don't bring it, they're good enough to beat you. But it just looks to me like it's North Dakota State, South Dakota State, UNI, Youngstown State, Illinois State as the top, and then everybody else is fighting and battling, trying to be the spoiler. But, you know, you just never know. That's why we got to play the game, guys. So I think the league is tougher than ever. It's still the number one toughest FCS conference in the nation, guys, and we're right in the thick of it, and we're hoping to get back on the winning side of things and find our way into postseason football. Just one other quick comment I did want to mention, guys. A guy right in the neck of your woods there, Sam Drysdale, another kid that played at Cedar Rapids Prairie, he's going to handle the place-kicking duties. He beat out Austin Eartham, who started as our kicker a year ago. Sam Drysdale will handle the kicking duties. He's been perfect in field goal tries a year ago, and when he did come in late in the season and kick field goals. So excited for that young guy to get his shot to be the place kicker, and he'll get his opportunity Saturday night at Jack Trice Stadium against Iowa State.
And you can hear that game right here on KGYM. You can hear all of UNI basketball and football all fall and winter long here on KGYM. Gary, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Alex, Kyle, great being on with you, and really appreciate KGYM carrying UNI football and UNI men's basketball for all of our Panther fans in your area. Great job by you, and we really appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
Kabulzai, he's back. Gary Rima at 4:55 on KGYM Radio. What we're going to do right now is we're going to jump right into a big board update, and then after, we're going to tell you how you can be our sixth entrant into the KGYM Fantasy Football League. We're going to shake things up a little bit today, and we're going to bring in a special guest who is the master at trivia questions. And we're going to have an NFL, and I'll even tell you the position, a quarterback related trivia question. I know there are a lot of people chiming in on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line about Fight for Iowa State. We'll get to that in hour number two as well. Now it's time for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update with Kyle Mann, Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa State landed a commitment today from 2018 quarterback prospect Real Mitchell out of California. He's a three-star dual threat, according to 24/7, and he chose Iowa State over offers from Arizona, Illinois, and Kansas State, among others. This comes a day after they received a commitment from defensive back Josh Madison, also a three-star from California. And Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard announced yesterday that the in-state game between his Cyclones and Northern Iowa this weekend will be played in front of a sold-out crowd. Three Iowa golfers were given preseason All-Big Ten honors today, those being sophomores Alex Shockey, Jack Simpson, and junior Matthew Walker. The Gazette's Area Super 10 Volleyball Rankings were released today, and Cedar Rapids' Jefferson jumped to number 1, Linmar follows at 2, Xavier 3, and Iowa City West 8. The Colonels are 12-5 since Royce Lewis was promoted, and they're hoping to hold that momentum down the final stretch and into the playoffs. They're beginning a three-game series with the Burlington Bees today, their last series here at home in the regular season, with Tyler Watson on the hill taking on Andrew Vinson beginning at 6:35. The Twins won the first game in their series at home with the White Sox yesterday 6-4, and you can hear them play Game 2 tonight after our show. It's Jose Barrios pitching for the Twins, dueling Derek Holland for the Sox, and that'll be on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
I'll give credit where credit is due. Me coming out of after talking to Gary Rima with a Kabulzai, I owe that all to 3530 on the text line. He sometimes provides us with content for the show when we can't. So thank you, 3530. So this is how this is going to work. We're going to call Nick Safransky of NBC Sports Network, who has a Dynamite trivia question, and it's going to be first come, first serve. 319-366-1600. Not yet. After we bring Nick on and he asks the question, then we will open up the phone lines, and the first person to correctly answer our trivia question, excuse me, Nick's trivia question, will be our sixth entrant into the KGYM Fantasy Football League. That's next. More on the way after this.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales event are here. Now through September 5th, save big on Ford SUVs like Escape, Edge, and Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand. It's the last chance to get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in across a full lineup of Ford SUVs. Hurry, it's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales event going on at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer.